Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Look, I know things seem like they are circular right now for the San Francisco 49ers, but we did get finally, I believe, Shasky, a glimpse into just how the brass, how the brain trust is feeling about the situation. And I know it all sucks and it's frustrating, but I do find some solace in the fact that it appears that they're just about as fed up as we are. Like, it's not as if they're poo-pooing this, they're putting it down. It feels like as we've approached or are approaching game week, the Niners are basically telling us, like,
nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You have appropriate fear. You have appropriate frustration as a fan watching this entire thing play out for 6 months. I think they affirmed basically everything that I've been feeling this summer, and it was at least good for me to see it on Lynch's face yesterday.
I keep coming back to the, like, I think they're better with him, obviously. We all think they're better with him. But is there something to be said for, like, You just need a resolution. And at this point, if he's not going to play on the fifth-year option, or you think it's going to cause more of a, you know, stir-up in terms of frustrating the dynamics of the team, and I'm not saying that he's some, like, malcontent, but, you know, this is natural. Hey, I'm on a fifth-year contract. I'm only getting, let's just say, half the snaps or three-quarters of the snaps. How does that affect that player? You know, how does that affect his demeanor, his concentration? Do I want that guy frustrated walking around every single day, which I can understand his frustration. Like, Lynch is a player. He gets it.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something to be said for just making the trade today? Just make the trade today because you know you can't come to a resolution on the contract, and you have determined that it's actually better long-term for your organization. Forget the short-term. Like, we just need to remove this situation from this year, and we need to worry about this year. Because he said, his exact line was like, hey, we're gearing up for the regular season. We're getting ready to get going. Things are rocking. Guys are working their butts off, essentially, and we're going to play a little more of it.
Yeah.
But I took it as like, hey, dude, the train has left the station. Purdy's getting ready to go to the Super Bowl this year. Debo's getting ready to go to the Super Bowl. Now, their contracts are in place. McCaffrey's getting ready to go to the Super Bowl. And this thing needs to get resolved for us to get everyone on this train as we leave the station.
This is from the 925, the Xfinity Mobile text line. BA thinks he's bigger than the team. I can't believe he showed up but didn't practice yesterday. I think there's a lot of people that share that sentiment, 925. And from the 650, trade BA already and give that money to Trent. You know, I don't even know if it's about Trent in regards to the money. I don't even know if it's about Purdy. I don't know what it's about at this point. Because the expectation yesterday was that he was going to be on the practice field and he was going to be going through the individual workouts or whatever else they had planned for him, and he simply wasn't. Before we play the first 6 or 7 minutes of John Lynch's press conference, because I thought it was a great insight into where he is at and where the San Francisco 49ers are at in regards to Brandon Ayuk and his potential extension.
I know you want to go out to the phone lines, but I always hear this because a bunch of my buddies last night were asking me the same thing. Why doesn't he just practice? And I hear from a lot of people, I want to say on the front end, I do understand the sentiment. They're like, I could get hurt, and I have too much money that I could risk. But nobody ever, like, and I'm not trying to just cape up the organization. I'm saying it goes both ways. No one ever says, like, well, they did pay Dre Greenlaw, and he tore his Achilles. You know, the Warriors did pay Klay Thompson, and he got hurt, and it sucks. Like, Eric Armstead got paid and got hurt. It does suck. It goes both ways. I understand both sides of the equation. There's risk when you give someone a contract, and there's risk when you don't have the long-term contract that you could lose out on money that you could gain. And I see both sides of the coin on this one. It sucks because I want my team to have some of my best players and I want to go freaking win a Super Bowl.
100%. That's what everyone wants. And that's what I feel like has been in question this offseason. Do the Niners really all together in a united front want to just go out and play football and win a Super Bowl? Because I think they all do in the locker room. If you ask every single one of them down there, yeah, of course one of them is Super Bowl. It's a stupid question. But your actions are telling me something different. Your actions are telling me that it's more about getting the money than getting the ring. And that's a decision that everyone has to make. And it's also an understandable one. You want to have contract security. You want to have financial security. You want to make generational wealth for yourself. And then you also want to compete at a high level. I mean, money talks first and foremost, Chris Tucker. So it's just, it's something that we have to deal with at this point.
I know we're going to go out to the lines 888-957-9570. Like, just that. Niner fans, where are you at with this whole saga?
Yes.
But
yeah,
I always have this saying, at the end of the day, I lay down next to my wife. And that's really the only two people, I don't know who is in Brandon Ayuk's life. I believe he's got a girlfriend or a wife. I don't, he's got some significant other. It's whatever like is good for you and your family. So in your algorithm that you're discussing, for some people, it is money over everything. For other people, it's I want to make a lot of money, but I also want to be professionally happy. For some people, I want to live in this part of the world. You know, I want to live near family, or mm-hmm. I want to live as far away from family as possible. For some people, it's like I want a job where I can grow within the company. I don't know what his desires are.
We don't, because we haven't really heard from Brandon Ayuk
at all.
We've heard through social media. We've heard through videos or FaceTimes or TikToks or social media scrubbings. We've seen subliminal messages thrown by Brandon Ayuk, but we haven't heard from him nor his agent. And honestly, I'm not sure what good it would do for him to talk at this point.
I agree with that.
But we did hear John Lynch speak, and I want to get Don and Concord's take on
this.
888-957-9570 is the number. Don's out in Concord, wants to talk about Brandon Ayuk. What's up, man?
Hey, how you guys doing? Shout out to Sam Look, and he's my man.
Oh, nice.
Hey, you know, Shasky, first of all, I love that Pleasant Hill In-N-Out burger I eat over there all the time.
Right, it's so good, isn't it? It's so good.
Yeah, I love it. You got to get the spread and the fries.
Yeah.
But you know,
hell yeah.
Mr. Ayuk needs to lace up his cleats, get his hat, and act like a pro, man. He's the best football player. I love the guy. Got his jersey. He just needs to get out there and play some football. What do you think, Jess?
I mean, I think it's easy for all of us to be like, go out there and play. But I also understand from his point of view, like, yeah, I am on a $14, $15 million guaranteed deal this year, but I could make $80 million guaranteed. And if I slip on the field, if I break a hand, if I, you know, do anything that jeopardizes it, maybe that $80 million guaranteed goes down to $55 guaranteed, and I lose out on $20 million. And it's easy for me to sit here and say, bet on yourself. Like, it is. It's easy for me because I have nothing to risk. He's the one risking it.
But he's also risking being put in that situation right now.
What do you mean?
The fact that Brandon Ayuk and the Niners are, whatever the gap is, it could be $2 million, could be $20 million. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
The longer this goes on, the more likely they're going to force him to play on the fifth year, in my opinion. Because
so here's hypothetically $80 million guaranteed, or you play on the fifth year and tough.
Like I thought we heard yesterday that the Niners are prepared to put their foot down, and it's going to start with fines. I don't know if they'll necessarily suspend him, though. After multiple absences of practice, they will have the ability to do that. But yesterday, if they really wanted to fine him, that's $6,500. Today, if he doesn't show up to practice, that's $11,000. Tomorrow, if he doesn't show up to practice, that's $16,000, and everything from then on is $45,000 maximum. Trent Williams already said, "Dude, fine me. I don't care.
$4 million. He's got fined.
I don't care about the money. I'm holding out and I'm doing what I want, and I can at least respect that." Because Trent Williams is telling you money is not the most important thing to him when and if he gets paid. Brandon Ayuk's been playing this in and out dance of, I'm at practice, but I'm on the side, and I'm kind of working out, I'm keeping myself in shape. But really what I'm trying to do is not accrue $4 million in fines. What I'm really trying to do is not pick up or have to sign a check to the 49ers or whoever else it goes to, some charity perhaps, that I don't want to be fined. And now the Niners, I believe they fined him yesterday, and I think they will continue to fine him until he gets his ass on the practice field.
Yeah,
where it counts.
I'm surprised that they didn't really know. Like, they said, hey, do you think he's going to practice? I don't know. Like, how did you misread that? Like, how did you not know what he was going to do?
I think for the same reason they misread the wide receiver market.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I mean, like, ideally, yes, you're right. And I think sometimes we give a lot of credit
squad
to these guys.
But like, have a feel for your squad. Like, okay, for example, like when I look at some of the great just businessmen, general managers, head coaches, like Phil understood his guys, Phil Jackson. Bob Myers, I felt like, even though he made a lot of mistakes, like he had a good feel for his guys, right? Mm-hmm. And he knew how a guy would react to certain situations. Like, think of the best managers you ever worked for, like Matt and Hegan. I can give him a lot of credit, you know, but he kind of understands how me and Bonte are going to react when he starts criticizing us. And we're a little soft when it comes to criticism, and he knows that. And so he picks and chooses his spots. The Niners had to have a feel for whether he was going to show up yesterday. And it feels like not only do they misread the market, they misread how he was going to react during negotiations. They've now misread how he's going to react once they threw a deadline out there and the real week zero started and we were preparing for the Jets and he didn't want to play.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. I want to get to that sound right now. Again, Evan Giddings in for Bonte Hill with Butcher Boy Shasky here on the Morning Roast. I want to get to that sound because what you're talking about, Shasky, is the expectation that Ayuk was going to be at practice yesterday, and he wasn't. And this was the press conference that preceded that practice, and I think it's very interesting knowing what we know now, because I think you're right. I think they misread the wide receiver market. I think they misread their player. And they clearly, yesterday, misread whether or not Brandon Ayuk was going to be at practice. Here's John Lynch yesterday at the podium.
And here we go.
All right, am I
national reports or suggestions that Brandon Ayuk was going to practice today. To your knowledge, is he going to be out there?
We'll see. I think you'll see right with me. I know he's here today, and that's the expectation.
When was the decision made, and when was he examined to make sure to see if his back?
We don't get into those details. That's medical stuff, and but he has been cleared, and we're ready to roll.
The only dynamic that's changed here that would make him practice today?
Yeah, in theory, yeah.
If he does not practice, chooses not to, will he?
Then we'll deal with that. Yeah.
You told us you're impatient and this thing's really dragged on. Is this just driving you crazy?
Yeah, fortunately, there's 90 players here. There's preseason games. There's the work of getting better, and that goes into putting a team together. But no question about it, when you've got some of your better players, two of them in particular, that aren't out there, and that's your job. Yeah, you take a lot of pride in that. And I think one thing, we got a lot of really good players, and we've rewarded a lot of good players, and that makes things tougher at times. But I remain optimistic. We'll find a way to put the best squad out there, and really happy with where this team's at, and what we do have to offer. The players out here that have been here are working really hard. We got a lot of love for the two guys that aren't, and we'll continue to work on that to try to bring that to a resolution. No, there's no updates there. I mean, there's good communication. We're constantly working, throwing out ideas to try to have a breakthrough, and it just hasn't happened yet.
Is there good communication between you and Brandon?
Yeah, there's communication, and it's been ongoing, with Brandon, with his representative, and on that one as well. We just haven't been able to break through.
I asked this to Kyle a couple weeks ago. With this team as close to a Super Bowl as you obviously were last year, can you say that the franchise is putting up enough money or financial commitment to make sure you have the best chance this year?
Yeah, well, first of all, Tim, I don't think you can ever make an assumption that you're ready for a Super Bowl. You got to earn that every year. That's nothing is given in this league, and we have a very talented team. We have a very proven team that's won a lot of games, but this is a new team. We like our team. We feel like we've improved. This team has never fallen short on resources. Since we've been here, we've been one of the top spenders in the league, and I think there's reason for that. We've got a lot of good players. Our talent acquisition has worked, whether it be through the draft, whether it be through trade. And as a result, we've had a lot of top players in their leagues at their respective positions. So that's a good thing, but it does make things tougher. Those are our challenges. Those are the things we have to deal with.
Back to Trent Williams. Has he threatened to retire at any point in this?
I'm not getting into – I've always said that personal conversations and things like that aren't ever going to get told to everyone. Those are private conversations, so I won't get into private conversations that Trent and I and our organization have had.
John, given your friendship relationship with Brandon's agent, have that changed the dynamic at all? Have you had to step aside at all through this?
No, you never know how that's going to play out. Ryan was my he's my marketing guy for a bunch of years. A lot of people say he's your agent. Well, my last couple deals I've done with Jed directly. That's how I've handled my business. So that's worked well for me. There is a friendship there. But I've got a lot of friendships in this league with agents and that have developed over time.
It seems like you saw this standoff with Brandon Ayuk coming a few months ago. Did the Trent Williams situation surprise you?
I don't know that I saw the standoff with Brandon. I saw a situation that we were going to have to deal with, and man, we've been trying for a long time. We don't get paid to try. We get paid to do, and I'll take accountability for anything that hasn't happened, but I won't stop continuing to fight to find the best resolution, whatever that may be. the Trent situation, you know, things come up, and this is, you know, come up. Trent's a fantastic player. He's a tremendous leader on this team. I will never fall short on my praise of Trent and what he's meant to this place. It was a great day, you know, when I got that call from Rivera saying that they would do that trade, and he's been incredible since he's been here. So we value Trent. We love Trent. We want Trent here, and I'm hopeful that can happen soon.
Brandon, he's gotten to a point of like, you're waiting to see if he'll practice today. It sounds like he could be disciplined if he doesn't start practicing. It doesn't sound great. Are you disappointed it's kind of got to this level?
Yeah, sure. But, you know, I've seen these things look dire before, and they can quickly turn. So that gives you hope, you know, that we've been in these situations before, and those things can quickly be forgotten. So, you know, we'll remain hopeful.
Communicated to Brandon's camp at any point, say, in the last few weeks, that he would be expected to practice starting?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into our communication again, but, you know, there's, you know, at some point you got to play.
John, is the addition of Marshall in any way Ayuk insurance? They play kind of boundary X receiver spots.
That's just a good football player. We were very fortunate to get in the building. I don't know what went on in Carolina. You know, I know.
Well, that was John Lynch yesterday in Santa Clara talking about Brandon Ayuk, Trent Williams, all the rest. Again, Evan Giddings and Vervonte Hill with Joe Butcher Boy Shasky. I got to just get your reaction to hearing that again live.
So I wrote down a bunch of notes. We listened to it live yesterday. You and I were listening to it before the show, and then we've heard it again now. And I just jotted down some things. And I'm going to rat-a-tat-tat these, and I want you to come in with any kind of context or any thoughts or anything that sparks you. He started off, hey, practice for IU. I don't know. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know? They didn't know whether he was going to practice or not? I can't believe that.
Well, that's why the last question about was there communication between you and BA about him practicing today? And Lynch said, I'm not going to get into that communication, but you got to play. So, at some point, you got to play.
We'll get to that. Then there was the whole like medical thing because he had a back injury.
Yep.
And, you know, I raised an eyebrow and I was like, oh, this is kind of like Kyle Harrison hurting himself in the weight room to skip a start or two. It didn't seem real. So that feels like, you know, like it was a fabricated story. Then basically my interpretation was they told him to practice and I'm inserting, boy, it feels like a fine might come if he doesn't practice.
I think a fine has already been issued down because he was not at practice yesterday. Like, that's the first practice that he was expected to be at, that he was medically cleared for, that he was not there for. I think he picked up whatever check. I'm not sure the money. Again, you can be fined $6,000 first day. Could be fined the max fine, $45,000. But I think he had to write a check yesterday to the San Francisco 49ers.
And then Larry asked him, you know, is this whole situation driving you crazy? His immediate response, yeah. He didn't sugarcoat it.
Yes.
Like, when people say that, like, you listen to them, then, hey, the train's left the station for the season. That's the analogy. This team is getting ready for a championship, and you could tell he's very frustrated. Not only Ayuk, but Trent's not there either. And then, you know, he basically says, we don't get paid to try. We get paid to do. And he was defending himself and defending the 49ers regarding the money that they've allocated. I guess the question to me was interpreted by Tim Kawakami like, hey, you know, if you guys don't spend this money on BA and on Trent together, could we say you're not all in on a Super Bowl? That's the way I interpreted the question, which I think is
fair.
A fair question.
For sure.
And he's like, wait a minute. We spent top dollar, which they have, year after year after year after year. And you could break it down, whether it's salary cap money or whether it's guaranteed contracts, they're in the top 10 ever since they've been here. So I felt it was interesting. He felt the need to defend himself and the team.
I mean, what did you, the fans, hear at 888-957-9570? What did you hear from John Lynch? I heard a man who sounds exasperated. I heard a man who sounds frustrated. I heard a man that sounds like he's not quite sure when this is going to end.
Yes.
And that might be the most damning part about it, is that the general manager has been, you know, basically just kind of trying to put out fires, right?
I agree.
For the last few weeks, hey, you know, we're not really going to discuss this. There's been no updates. You know, we've been in constant communication. There's urgency, but there's no bad blood. Yesterday, I heard like there might not be bad blood yet, but there's bad blood brooding.
Yes.
There is bad blood brooding right now in Santa Clara between Lynch and Ayuk, yeah. Or the Niners and Ayuk.
No doubt. And then, like, he was asked about Trent Williams, and he gives this long-winded, effusive praise of Trent Williams, and he says specifically, you know, there's been a lot of good communication, but no breakthroughs. And then Grant Cohn asks a very good question, because he says good communication with Trent, and he goes, this is Grant's question, is there good communication with Ayuk? And he's like, there's communication. He doesn't use the word good. And I thought that was very deliberate by a man who I think thinks out the words that he's about to say. He just doesn't talk.
He prepared for that press conference, no doubt.
No question. And then he says things can quickly turn. And I was thinking, he's like, you know, I've seen situations where you think one thing and then it turns dire or it changes dramatically. How many times did this organization say they were done with Jimmy G? Or at least it felt like they were done with Jimmy G?
Jimmy G literally at the end of the press conference said, see ya.
And then came back.
you're right. I think that's a great example of one that looked like it was going left and then turned right.
Absolutely. And like I always think going way back, like I thought Alex Smith was done with the Niners 7 different times. And then boom, there he is. He's back. And so Jimmy G, like, went from being traded away, cut, released, this, that, and the other, to next thing you know, he's starting. And then out of nowhere, Brock Purdy is going to get $60 million a year and a half later. Like, things do quickly change. But then he says, and this is the kicker for me, at some point, you got to play. I thought that was the most powerful thing.
And that's where I felt like we heard the player. Like, that's where we heard the Hall of Famer. That's where we heard the dog that John Lynch was for the better part of 15 years in the NFL. I mean, he's seen all this before. Not to this extent, and certainly not to the amount of dollars that they're trying to negotiate with this player. But John Lynch has been through the negotiations, and I'm sure he's also seen him on a Super Bowl caliber team. I mean, this guy played with the Broncos, Tampa Bay. He's seen guys that want to get paid. He's probably himself want to get paid. He's been in contract years. He's been a part of negotiations on both sides of things, and it just feels like in his expertise, which I defer to in a lot of cases, in his expertise, this has gone too far.
He's credible, and I think like, I'm talking about John Lynch. It doesn't mean he doesn't make mistakes, but he seems so reasonable, like, when I see him stand there. So, like, it's really hard for me to be furious with John Lynch. I don't think that they've handled things properly at many turns, mm-hmm. before the season got to the offseason and throughout the offseason. But I kind of feel his frustration. And I'm not saying I side with him. I understand when you need two sides to make a deal.
You do.
And both need to compromise here.
No doubt. 888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Giddings in for Bonte Hill with Joe Butcher Boy Shasky. I see you, Michael, in Texas. I see you, JJ, in Concord. I see you, Robin Sambruno. We're going to get into it on the other side. Where are you at with Brandon Ayuk? After hearing John Lynch for 6 or 7 minutes yesterday sound exasperated and sound basically like a lot of people have, I feel like at this station and all across the country as far as 49ers fans are concerned, feeling just like, when is this thing going to end? Hearing the general manager yesterday speak, I don't know when it's going to end. It could be today. It could be week one. It could be into the season. I feel like everything is on the table right now, and that's the unfortunate part, that nothing has changed seemingly between Ayuk and the 49ers, as he did not show up to practice yesterday when he was medically cleared and when he was expected to be there. 888-957-9570 is the number. I'm sure we're also going to discuss this next Wednesday at the Red and Gold Summit. That's September 4th at Fremont Bank in Fremont. The address is 39150 Fremont Boulevard. Willard and Dibs will start things off from 2 to 4, and then everyone else, as far as the hosts, will join from 4 to 6. Bonte, Shasky, Steiny, Guru, to talk about the biggest storyline surrounding the 49ers at the start of the season. You can come and watch as well. Space is limited. First come, first serve. Get to our website as soon as you can, 957thegame.com, to secure your spot. Evan Giddings in for Bonte Hill with Joe Butcher Boy Shasky. Back after this, that segment was sponsored by Robert Half.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.